I'm Clyde Lewis, and you're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. If you'd like to hear the podcast in its entirety, sign up at aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. We're always talking about the plans that are being set for the future. We try to be ahead of the game in reporting here at Ground Zero some of the things that will affect you eventually. They may not affect you immediately, but they will affect you eventually. Because this world is changing exponentially. The paradigm is changing. Things are splitting. People are dividing. And we're seeing a new type of evolution, not one where we're evolving from one animal to another or one human to another. We're evolving into something more than that. Like we're evolving into becoming more machine-like. The powers that be want us to be like platforms where they can hack into us. Operating with little ethical oversight, you have the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA. And we all know that they have been tapping into cutting-edge advances in neuroscience. They've been, of course, working with computers and robotics. They want to build the perfect warrior, the perfect warfighter. I mean, this was something that goes all the way back to Ed Wood movies, right? Bela Lugosi and what he said. I want to show the world that I can be its master. I want to create the atomic Superman. And that was in Bride of the Monster, for those of you that are B-movie fans like I am. Great scene with Lugosi if you want to check it out. See, that's the thing, is that there's always been those madmen, those mad scientists that want to create this perfect army. And so the potential for this type of mad science is going to affect every one of us as our neurons firing normally will not be enough as we inch closer to a singular consciousness in the new transhuman matrix. Dovetailing precisely with other projects to dominate the urban battle space of Global South and Homeland and the city and 50-minute cities, the Internet of Things, DARPA researchers are stretching moral boundaries now where clear distinctions between human and machine are being consciously blurred. This was all foreseen, all part of the predictive programming where the brain becomes a tool for the machines, basting your brains in chemical and magnetic gravy. The revelation of the method will have us all riding the crazy train soon. As the Center for Cognitive Liberty and Ethics warns, the right of a person to liberty, autonomy, and privacy over his or her own intellect is situated at the core of what it means to be free, a free individual. This principle is what gives life to some of our most well-established and cherished rights. Today, as new drugs and other technologies are being developed for augmenting, monitoring, and manipulating mental processes, it is more important than ever to ensure that our legal system recognizes and protects cognitive liberty as a fundamental right. Not only is the right to liberty, autonomy, and privacy being undermined by militarizing the life sciences, but the legal system itself is ill-equipped to deal with these advances and emerging threats to cognitive liberty, because you look at America's corporatist surveillance state, they're seeking new means to elicit compliance and control over individuals as biological science is scrutinized under the rubric of national security. So far, the Fourth Amendment has not been amended to include the mind. Unlawful search and seizure of the mind, that's something that has not been addressed. But today, there was a story about the UN General Assembly approving a first-of-its-kind resolution on artificial intelligence. Linda Thomas Greenfield, who is the U.S. ambassador to the UN, apparently was instrumental in passing a resolution which warns against malicious development of AI. Greenfield noted that the United States and other countries have already taken measures to address the safety of AI. Here is a quote from her. She says, "What we have done as a country, first President Biden announced that we're going to engage in this where he was here in September," she said. "We've engaged with the private sector, gotten private sector entities to agree to certain principles. And so what this does, it sets a platform for countries to base their own initiatives." So now the UN and other governments are going to come to an agreement, I guess, consult tech industry, tech giants, corporate giants, they're going to be consulted on this issue. And they're going to ask if they're ready to buy in. There are changes being made right now on the horizon. We've all already been talking about the TikTok issue. Now it's the deploying AI issue. So now that it's deployed, there's a lot to talk about, a lot of discussions to have. Now, a lot of countries have joined to sign the resolution. It's non-binding, of course, but apparently the UN has faith that even China will sign up for this. So with the United States taking action on artificial intelligence and the European Union passing its own set of regulations last week, the UN believes progress on this issue is being made. Now, it's just very vague, the story that was issued by the UN. We don't know what they're doing. We don't know what they're going to do. We don't know what their ethics are. We don't know, you know, what they're going to require, not require to maintain cognitive sovereignty or cognitive liberty. It's something that, you know, I've talked about in the past, saying that in the future, it's not just about the machines either. It's about drugs you take. It's about, you know, antidepressants if you take those. It's about, you know, amphetamines or whether or not you're taking antidepressants or, you know, pharmakia. Okay, the idea of the pharmaceutical companies and what power they have to keep you in some mental chemical enslavement, much of what was talked about with Aldous Huxley when he wrote Brave New World, people thrive or they begged for their chemical enslavement. They wanted nothing more than to just be on drugs and forget and let the government do what it wishes to do. I'm sure many people are of that opinion. Just give me my shrooms, give me my LSD, give me my meth, give me my, and, you know, just leave me alone. I want to pass the time, and I want to be high when I pass that time. It's the way it is. The mind is a place where the focus is now about control. It's about taking over. It's about toying with the mind. It's about hacking it. It's about reprogramming it. And again, if your neurons aren't firing the way the government wants or the military wants, they'll make damn good and sure that they're firing the way they want them, the way they want them to fire. So 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. You just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. If you'd like to hear previous shows along with having access to our online library and social media platform, sign up now at aftermath.media. It's only $10 a month, and there's also yearly specials to fit your budget. Again, go to aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and thank you for supporting Ground Zero.